tuned into Quick Charge, the high voltage podcast bringing you the top stories in electric vehicles and sustainable energy daily. And it's all powered by electric. Welcome to Quick Charge. It's August 12th, 2024, and I'm your host, Joe Boris. We start today with a little Tesla news. Anyone with $100,000 can get a Cybertruck right now, despite Tesla's 1 million reservation back order. Last week, we reported that Tesla was starting to invite Cybertruck reservation holders who reserved the truck to convert their reservations into orders. This is somewhat surprising considering that Tesla has claimed to have more than 1 million reservations for the Cybertruck, but is estimated to have delivered fewer than 25,000 of them so far. A few days later, Tesla gave up its reservation process for the Cybertruck in the U.S. and opened orders to anyone. It also started inviting Canadian reservation holders to order. Now, Tesla's Cybertruck order page in the U.S. shows that people buying a Cybertruck dual motor now can get delivery as soon as this month or max next month. We have a screen cap here of that order page showing the estimated delivery date, August 2024, for anyone who's willing to put down $99,990 for an all-wheel drive Tesla Cybertruck. Now, in other Cybertruck news, the Cybertruck's range extender is coming online next year and will, in fact, cost $16,000. Tesla's asking for a $500 deposit to reserve one and will install it at a Tesla service center next year for the cost of about $16,000. Now, this is a very controversial product for Tesla because when they unveiled the production version of the Cybertruck last year, a lot of people were disappointed by the fact that the truck missed out on its range and pricing promises from when it was initially unveiled. And while Tesla has under-delivered on pricing in the past, it does tend to deliver on specs, making that significant range miss compared to the previously announced specs disappointing to many. However, the automaker has argued that it did deliver on range, although with the range extender caveat. That range extender shown here in a rendering will take up about 33% of the vehicle's bed permanently and has to be installed at a Tesla service center. All that said, if you're a fan of the electric pickup truck concept but just not a big fan of the Tesla Cybertruck, it is now cheaper than ever to charge a Ford, especially if you live in Texas. Ford is offering free home EV charging through a new partnership with TXU Energy. The program offers free home EV charging during select hours, and the select hours are pretty good. The program enables Ford EV drivers to charge their vehicles at home for free between 7 p.m. and 1 p.m. the following day. The program is offered year-round and gives drivers an 18-hour window to charge their EVs for free. The ability to schedule charging through the Ford Pass app or the vehicle's touchscreen, drivers can easily take advantage of those free hours. Ford EV owners will get a credit on their TXU energy bill for the energy used during that window. With more than 80% of EV charging done at home, the program could allow Mustang Mach-E and F-150 Lightning owners to drive without paying for energy. Through the program, Ford aims to educate drivers about the benefits of driving electric while incentivizing charging when grid demand is low. Now, Ford, obviously the F-150 Lightning is right now the biggest competitor to the Cybertruck, but another competitor to Tesla coming up is Hyundai, and Hyundai's larger IONIQ 9 electric SUV is coming soon. Industry insiders claiming that it will finally show its face in November as testing and quality inspections conclude. According to those same sources, Hyundai plans to unveil the production version of the IONIQ 9 at the LA Auto Show later this November. Since March, Hyundai has been test producing IONIQ 9 models at its Asan plant in Korea, where the company is currently conducting final quality inspections. The timing coincides with the completion of Hyundai's U.S. Meta plant in Georgia, where the company is expected to produce the electric SUV and qualify for the new $7,500 EV tax credit. Shifting gears from a big seven-passenger SUV to something a little smaller, the Electrek Formula Sun Grand Prix has wrapped up. This is a fantastic event. We're excited to be a part of it. This is the American Solar Challenge 2024 season recap from this Formula Sun Grand Prix. Big thanks to this year's event sponsors that include Velotric, New, Altair, Bridgestone, MathWorks, Generac, iOSIX, Suncat Solar, Tesla, and event partner, the National Park Service. This year's Formula Sun Grand Prix saw record-breaking attendance with 32 teams, 700 team members from universities across the U.S. and Canada who arrived last month at NCM Motorsports Park in Bowling Green, Kentucky to race against each other in a fierce on-track event. The objective was simple: complete as many laps as possible using nothing but solar power. To qualify for the American Solar Challenge cross-country event, teams were required to achieve a specific mileage during the Formula Sun Grand Prix: 205 miles in one day on the track, or 308 miles on two consecutive days. Due to spotty weather, an unfamiliar track, and for some teams, critical mechanical issues, this was no easy trek. One of the more dramatic moments happened when a miscommunication occurred with Stanford University's team about whether or not mountain bike brakes would be an acceptable braking system per FSGP guidelines. Unfortunately, by the time they were told the brakes were allowed, the team had already cut the old brake lines out. In a mad dash to local hardware stores around Bowling Green, Kentucky, Stanford's team was able to put together and install new brake lines, but not before the morning of day three. After being plagued with a few other issues the same day, members of App State came over to help, and they were able to put in 10 solid laps. The camaraderie among the teams at FSGP is one of the things that makes it so special. We want to congratulate École de Technologie Supérieure, that's French, and Polytechnic Montreal for taking first place in the single-occupant and multi-occupant vehicle classes, respectively. All the teams did a great job. We've got a fantastic recap of the event here on YouTube on the Electrek channel. There's going to be a link to that in the show notes, so definitely check that out as well. And finally, you know, I like to end off every day talking about solar,